Welcome to the Ice Tea Podcast After Show. This is spiraling, where we spiral about things that may or may not be figure skating. And today it's kind of figure skating and kind of not. We're doing
it's
this
both.
It's both. We're doing this in audio and video. And we are lost. Awesome Netta.
I'm Megan. Yeah.
Hi, Megan. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Netta?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is the middle of May. We're doing April. I don't know what's happening. It's been a long couple of weeks.
It's been a weird, bad couple of weeks. And like, we're fine. But just like anything you can imagine that could happen to people has happened to at least one of us in the past month. So
truly, aside from, I think no one has had COVID.
I haven't, but my entire family got it.
So. There you have. There you go.
That was part of it. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it's been a moment, but we're here. And what are we doing?
So we're here to talk about what program announcements for next season we've had so far, but we also have what we call the neurodivergence. And so we're gonna we're gonna do a few things at once because that's what we enjoy. And we've been both really into GeoGuessr lately, which I think I blame Drawfee. If you guys watch Drawfee, they did a stream recently with Julia and Jacob and they were playing, and then it just got me hooked right back into it.
I do this thing every once in a while where I forget about GeoGuessr, and I'm going to explain what GeoGuessr is in a second for people who haven't. GeoGuessr is a game, and it's an old game. It's been around for at least like 10 years where it just uses Google Maps and it puts you somewhere in the world and you have to guess where you are on the map of the world. And you basically use like context clues to figure it out, and then it tells you how wrong you were, and it's fun.
Yeah, I didn't used to think it was fun because I thought you weren't allowed to read anything. Like, I thought you were supposed to just have general knowledge of like trees and shit.
Well, back in my day, back in, you know, British YouTuber YouTube days, there were a lot of rules. You could only click 5 times before you guessed. And you couldn't read anything. And that wasn't, mind you, the game never said that. People just used to do that for content. So right now, you'd only click like 5 times down the street and have to guess.
I hate that. No, I like to get as close as possible. I like to take my time. The headcanon I have for GeoGuessr is I was plopped somewhere in the world, like blind spot, Kyle XY style, and I don't have any information. I can't. Okay, I say I have a phone. So I can like, you know, like see.
You don't
see,
just like, have a compass?
I have a compass and a map. We'll say I have a compass and a map. Get a compass and a map. What is wrong with me? For this wet ass guesser.
You're guessy.
GeoGuessy. But I don't have the internet, so I can't Google like where in England is Surrey, but I can look at the map until I find it. And I love to, this is wicked nerdy, and I maybe, we'll see how in the depths with this we get in here, because I don't know if it's fun to watch, but I love to, like, find out what highway I'm on, and then, like, find the highway on the map, and, like, triangulate where I am.
Those are the things. You look at, like, some location confuses me, so I don't do that. I do what alphabet we're using. I vaguely do, like, the kind of vegetation you see, and
I'm
then
so
I...
bad at that.
Well, if you see like palm trees and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I do architecture, but yeah, palm trees. I can do, I'm good with like reading local municipal things like garbage
cans.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God. Fucking Americans with the like picket signs. Yes.
Yeah, that's not good shit.
It's always like
chains.
Yes, 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 yes. Fast food chains, gas stations are big. And what else do I use? There is something else that's, I don't know, but the other day I was
direction of driving, like is it a British
oh
colony
yeah
or not? That's
oh
amazing.
Yeah, direction of driving, if there are signs in English sometimes you can use like the shape of the street signs, but that's harder.
Yeah, the more you play, the more you're like, oh, that's what they say that stop signs say in Argentina, like you just sort of learn. So, I don't know, we'll just yeah. get into it.
One of my favorite things about signs, and this is not about GeoGuessr, and I think I've said this on the pod before because of Meg Prezina, when I was in the Czech Republic a couple years ago, all of their like danger signs when there is like construction, they say puzo, which I guess in Czech means like danger, but because Slavic languages changed different, like differently progressed in history, in Bulgaria, that's shame, like disgrace. It's the word for, not like shame is like I'm embarrassed, but like this is disgraceful. So like anytime there's like construction, it's like this is a disgrace.
This construction site has brought dishonor on this city. We're so sorry.
That's basically how I read it, because my brain wouldn't like compute differently. Anyway, so we're doing that, and we're kind of chatting about program announcements. Also, hi, we've missed you. It's been a second. Also, we're so lost. This could be Balkan. So let's get going. And as we get going, we can like start chatting about announcements. There are several.
Let's look around. Okay, so
my fatal flaw is that I always see like dilapidated low buildings, and I'm like, this could be a Balkan village.
Where's the sun? I know I'm looking at it, but it's just kind of to the east. So what does that mean? We're just like in the equator. We're probably somewhere. It's not really that.
Like vaguely equatorial.
Yeah, vaguely equatorial.
Morning.
Say maybe South America, but.
Could be. Let's find words.
Is that a cross?
It's either a cross or like the weather thing.
I think it's a satellite. If I see a cross, I'm like Catholicism. Okay, but now I'm looking at this and I'm like.
This could be Slavic. A lot of this looks, it could also be like Central European. So we gotta find letters and words. Megan, can we
shoes? Are those shoes you guys have there?
wait, shoes? Yeah, we take our shoes off before we go in. So that's Slavic. I've already noticed something interesting.
Most people do that.
Well, no. I'm going to interrupt real quick while we look for an alphabet to tell you that I've already noticed a warhorse for next season. Andrew Toryashev and Konrad Orzel are both doing a Carmina Burana, which is interesting because we haven't had Carmina Buranas in the past couple seasons. And now two people are like, what if? Extreme drama.
I kind of love that. It's kind of like, didn't we get all the Carmens right after the Olympic season? And now it's like we're getting all the Carminas. What is that?
Connected the dots, I guess.
We've connected the dots.
So Konrad is doing a Carmina for his short program, and then Andrew Torgashev is doing a remake. Well, it says remake. I think it means remix. A Carmina Burana remix for his free skate. Oh, God. Oh, no.
What?
My good friend Bennett Tillman from Canada, who I very, very, very much enjoy, is joining the ranks.
Wait,
what?
Okay. Spanish, right?
Yeah, this is Spanish.
Okay, but it's Euros. Euro.
This is, we're straight up
so
in Spain.
So that Spanish Euros is we're straight up in Spain. Or one time I was in Andorra, so we can't rule that out.
Oh, that's right. We could be in Andorra. It's not Portugal because it's Spanish.
Or like I was in Mallorca once. Yeah, it's sure. Euros in Spanish. Okay, cool. So we're crying under the Spanish flag.
We are.
I'm sorry. Let's go.
On all levels except physical, always crying under the Spanish flag.
We're coming for you, Javi. Tell me more about Bennett Tillman. I'm sorry.
Bennett Tillman is joining the ranks of my good friend Nam Nguyen and being Canadian and apparently skating a free program, a Beatles free program. He's skating to Eleanor Rigby, and I'm upset.
Why the Beatles have 700 bajillion songs, and why are all the kids like, let's sing about the one about like the sad old lady who's sewing her socks, like what? But I don't know what it is about it. I remember being a teen and thinking that was the shit, though, being like, oh, like this is so edgy and dark, like this is what real pain is.
So
I don't know what it is.
Like I've said many times on this pod before, I don't like the Beatles. I don't care for the Beatles. I was raised by like Doors, Pink Floyd sort of family. So we weren't into like pop shit. My parents are hipsters.
You also have like really young parents. I feel like that's part of it too. Like if you don't have boomer parents.
Well, yeah, but also you got to remember that they grew up in communism and music was like Western music was like 10 years behind. So
word, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like slightly, ever so slightly different, but I did have my first one of my very first OCs when I was little. She was like she was a Chronicles of Narnia second generation OC. My friend Teddy and I were like, what if other people went to Narnia? And I came up with this little girl and I wanted a name for her. And I asked my dad about like a English sounding name because they're British. And he said Eleanor because of Eleanor Rigby. So even though we're not a Beatles family, my very first like RPOC was named Eleanor. And now I'm here.
Now we're here. Does this give us any information? CTA, like is the C would be some
transport. Like TA is like transport
association. So association. C would be what? What's could C be in Spain?
It could be Catalonia. We know that public transport goes to this place, so we could just follow those red signs to a place with a bus. To the
southeast.
Well,
and
yeah.
Geography is hard though, because it's like they don't have a really good topographical feature on the map here. So it's actually really hard to use that.
I got so lost in Canada a couple days ago, much like my friend Benetoman, who is skating to the Beatles. Oh my God, there's cows.
I thought this was one cow and it was like a Triceratops moment.
One of the things that makes GeoGuessr very hard for me is I have very aggressive anxiety triggers about like glitchy shit, and sometimes you would get a person who's been followed by this car and is like stretched out and shit, and I fucking hate it so much. I'm like good at like ignoring it now.
Why won't they let me?
Because it's a private driveway. Let's go where the sheep are, where the wild things are.
I wanna be where the sheeple are.
Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple. Carmen, Carmina Burana.
Oh my God, we're getting another fucking Matrix.
Car, Toyota US Championship.
Oh, she's connected the dots. We're getting another Matrix.
I've connected the dots. From Hoomst.
From Dan Tran from the US. I'm just looking at the boys right now. Yeah, he's doing... he's doing a Matrix trilogy free program. It says trilogy, so I fully expect selections.
Not the new one.
No, but I fully expect selections from each movie soundtrack.
We're gonna get like the Merovingians theme, whatever the fuck that is.
Sure. Corey Cercelli is doing Pagliacci, which is very funny to me. It's fully showing up like Corey, I am Cercelli a clown.
Goes to the doctor. What if he goes to the doctor and he's like,
the clown! What happened?
It's like, but I don't know. I truly don't know.
Are we no longer in Spain? Button.
Oh my God, no, we're back to where we started.
We're back in the same space.
I was so self-congratulatory.
What if you go the other way?
Yeah. I was so self-congratulatory about my Corey Cercelli going to the doctor and saying, but doctor, I am Corey Cercelli joke that I...
Doctor, I am the figure skater. The doctor's like, I saw a beautiful ice show. You gotta go see the ice show. It's like, really have you tried going to?
Have you tried going to Canadian Tire, Canadian Nationals?
The doctor.
Oh man.
A fun thing about, I'm gonna let the people peek behind the curtain. A fun thing about when we do video is that we don't edit any of it, so you get to see just this. I think we're in Spain. I think we're just in Spain.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to get it. Doesn't, you know that the countryside.
You know the TikTok sound is like, I'm in Spain without the A. It's like, you're in Spain? Yeah, just put us like, I would say like higher up because we had the whole thing about being equatorial. But that might be.
Equator? The equator is all the way down here.
Oh, that's what I meant.
What's a C word? Cordoba, Cadiz. It's
What
not
about
coastal. Let's say Cordova.
what about the yeah, just like put us somewhere down there. I have an aunt who lives in
Okay, so
Seville.
no.
See, I was right to say we should go up.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't listen to you.
I felt northern Spain in
Northern.
my heart, but we're in Spain.
We were in, I guess the C was for Camino.
Sure. Let's go
Okay.
somewhere else.
Let's go somewhere else. This
This
feels
could be anywhere.
English.
Yeah, there is a bike path, which is nice.
Every time there's nice infrastructure, I'm like, not America. And every time I'm in the future, I'm like, Japan. Wow, they have such nice things.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Right, so first of all, where are these cars going? Whoa, we lost the car, but
No, wait,
that looks very
zoom in on
British.
the side. Yeah, we're in somewhere with English.
Give us everything you've got for this wet ass Poissy.
If Poissy is like French?
Poissy.
Can we go
I
the
need to
other
know where the
way?
cars are going and how.
Well, there is no cars,
There
is the
was a
thing.
car. There was a car when I was over here, but then it disappeared.
This
I
is
need to find
so
her.
flat and beautiful. I would love to roller skate in
Okay, maybe I
this.
imagined the car.
The other, well, speaking
Poissy
of
home.
Corey, we're not speaking of Corey Circelli at this point, but I'm gonna go back to him because his short program, he is Pagliacci, but he's also doing a Prince medley for his short, which
Oh,
I
you
think
do
is
love to see that.
very exciting. Wait, there's a whole like whole ass sign to the right of you.
Oh yeah, there's also I think the cars are in the normal place for me. So probably yeah, yep,
Also,
that's French.
we're in France. I was joking about pussy,
But we are.
but we
Yeah, we are.
are. You know
Je
French.
m'appelle
I don't
Chantal
know
Poissy.
French.
These are just places. Complexe
I
petit
mean,
chemin.
yeah, we're looking for a place, Megan.
I just don't, I know, but I don't know any of them. Like, I don't know where in France they are. So I need somebody to be like, in this
There is a
county.
decathlon on the left, and I need to talk to you about decathlon because that's a European like sporting good store chain, and I'm obsessed with them. I go
Oh,
there and
really?
I don't know why, but I just go there and they have like their own brand, so it's cheaper. This is a supermarket. We have all the
Oh no.
same shit in Bulgaria, so I'm like,
What is a supermarket?
the Carrefour is a
Oh, that's also like French for some sort of traffic. I think like either a roundabout or a crosswalk, I forget. It's
I
like
have no idea,
when
but
they
this
teach you the when they teach you the vocab in thematic clumps of words, I'm like, it's a traffic word. I don't know which
it's a
one.
traffic rate.
Poissy, please.
Why?
I'm sorry. Pleasure, Poissy,
Hey,
Mont,
Mount.
Mount.
Oh.
We're in Funky Town.
We're French kissing. Is that anything?
Besson, that's
There you go. Do you want to talk to me about Choma, the main character of every quad?
I don't want to. I just want to pretend I do not see it.
I don't know what's happening. Can you tell me what's happening?
He's skating at John Mayer in the year of our Lord 2022.
But he like I saw like an interview with him, or like I saw like the quotes where he was like, yeah, this one is about like accepting myself.
Isn't he also doing a Shawn Mendes? Because like every single boy under the age of 25 is obsessed with that motherfucker.
Mean, I respect that for them and their journey. See, we have like full like signs. I can tell you there is a day of the week in there.
Yeah.
That's as far as my French goes. Unless I'm in France. When I'm in France, I like remember French.
Bien
I
sen.
have no idea where this is. Excuse me and my
All
knee.
right, well, A14, so it's A14 to Paris, and we're headed like west
West,
northwest. So like
Northwest.
where's if we go,
That's not where France is.
listen, it could be anywhere. You don't
At
know.
least I know where France is. Yes, we are doing Hamilton
So we're down here
references.
somewhere.
Sure.
Do you see Poissy?
I don't
Where?
see Posse.
Well, where's the Seine? It's like in Paris, right?
Yes,
You
the
should have
Seine
taught me
is
more
in
geography
Paris.
and my 7,000 years of French
No,
classes.
the Seine is in Paris.
Right. So then it's kind of coming down there. And then,
How
right?
do you arrive at John Mayer?
I don't
Also, you're looking at
know.
the A14.
Oh, yeah. That's a bus or some shit or a highway.
I think it's a
Is
highway,
it?
and we're looking
Yeah,
for like,
814.
I see a
Oh,
lot of A's.
A14.
There you go.
A14. Does it come out the other side?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, so the A14
Wait.
is northwest.
Because we're
North.
heading west towards Paris. So we're to the east of Paris. I'm mirrored, so it makes me look like a complete idiot on the screen because I'm doing the opposite of what I want to be doing.
Okay, I see. I'm just, I have direction blindness, so I'm gonna be looking out for Poissy. I did have my first kiss to John Mayer,
Tell
which
me
was like,
about that. How do I not know? We've been friends for 7 years, Megan.
I don't like to talk about
I just realized
it.
just
And my
now that
first
we're
kiss to
not.
your body is a wonderland.
Amazing. I no further questions.
It was bad,
Truly.
man. I was like 13, so it was not like a great kiss. It was very like, I mean, whatever.
I
I
had
won't
my first
out of
kiss to
respect
Fall Out
for.
Boy's "A Little Less 16 Candles, A Little More Touch Me," which is a very horny song, and everyone in the music video is a vampire. It was
I
my
mean,
14th birthday, and I'm deeply predictable.
your body is Wonderland is also like a very horny
Horny
song.
song.
It's just okay. So there's the 8:13. I was just like not horny at all. I was just like, this is terrible and I hate it, but it's fine.
I cannot say the same. Thank God this
Well,
is for Patreon.
where's the 14? Where'd she go? We just had her.
We just had her. She's to the this side
I wish they would
of
tell me it's 120 meters to Egremont.
Sure.
Oh, but it is the 813. The 813 is this way.
Yes, the A13
Do you
and
know
the
from your own
A14
mind?
are this way. I had
Oh,
something to
shit.
say about my first kiss and I forgot, which is probably
Were
for
you
the
gonna say it went
better.
a little like this?
Oh no, I was not. No one needs to know that. I'm not writing a song about it. God, there was something to that
I'm just gonna
though.
guess. I feel like I would normally really agonize about this, but like I can't
This is
concentrate
more
really
fun
hard on
if we're,
games while I
yeah, no,
stream.
this is, oh my God, we're streaming live on the internet for
Hey, 46
this is
miles.
good.
That's pretty good. We're not
Amazing.
streaming. I don't know why I said we were streaming. Super
I
not.
just want to know why you would have the quad that Choma has had and go John Mayer. And then be like, oh yeah, this is like really deep about like self-acceptance.
So the thing that, and then I promise I'll get back to GeoGuessr, but the thing that bothers me about John Mayer is that I
Just
can
get me out of this
never,
parking lot while you're
is it stressing you
complaining.
out? Where? I want to see if there's anything. No. Okay, sorry.
If
Okay, so
anything, this industrial site we're in America.
we're in America.
Can I
This
just
is
say it's been,
America.
yes, I was gonna say it's cracking me up that on the Secret Sleepover Society stream, they kept doing the like very grim, like, this is America voice, which is so funny to me.
And I'm stealing it.
I love this
Texas
woodwork.
Roadhouse is everywhere,
Could be anywhere.
but some
What if
places
it's
they
in
call it
Texas?
Sizzler.
What
Some
if it's in
places they call it
Texas?
Sizzler. I think it's anyway, the thing about John Mayer that irks me is that time that he was in getting interviewed and he said that Jessica Simpson was like sexual napalm. And it's one of those things that I still to this day don't know what he meant.
What does that mean?
That's what I want to know. Does it mean that she's so hot that she's like napalm, or does it mean that she's like napalm in that she kills his sex drive?
I
It could
don't.
be either. It
Could be
could be
either.
either.
She used to get body shamed a lot back in the day,
Yeah, but he
Forage.
was dating her. Like, I think he was describing sex that he had with her.
I think he was probably trying to be horny. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Why do I
Oh my
have an
gosh.
alarm?
I love your old lady ringer.
No, this is my alarm.
Oh.
This is my alarm. Why do I have an alarm for 11:45 at night? I don't fucking know. Is there a state flag on this or is it just Texas?
Oh, I think it's the Texas state flag, but I don't know, but
Yeah,
that feels
it
like a
might just
Texas
be.
Roadhouse
Yeah,
moment.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This actually looks a lot like where I live, but
I was gonna say it feels like coastal. It feels like there is water.
if
I don't
we're in the
know.
Northeast, I'm gonna shit.
It's so flat. Anytime it's flat, I feel like there should be water, which I know is like geographically incorrect, but that's how I feel.
Like this is very, very much looking like the sort of area
Yeah,
that I go
no, I know.
shopping in. They have a blue looking.
I mean, I was. My GeoGuessr was in Rhode Island recently. It was fun. I
You
was
went to
like,
Phila? But that doesn't tell us anything. Oh no, it's a Bojangles. That's probably the South then. We don't really have that
Yeah,
up here.
I know that from cultural osmosis. Also from cultural osmosis, when I was, I, John Mayer was never like a thing in Bulgaria slash in my circles. So I always, whenever I hear John Mayer, I just think about the movie Friends with Benefits with
Oh, yeah.
Mila Kunis and
I've seen
Justin
that one time.
Timberlake. It's one of my unironically favorite movies. I
Yeah,
think
you love that
it's really
movie.
fucking good and I love it.
It
But
is a good movie.
there is a moment where in the beginning, Emma Stone plays like a walk-in role where she breaks up with the JT character, and
I remember that,
it's
yeah.
because he is late for a John Mayer concert, and she goes, "John fucking Mayer!" And anytime I hear John Mayer, I have to like think of that scene.
And that was when she was really having her moment. She was everywhere. But that
That
was
was
before
like,
she was Asian.
oh God, I forgot. Oh
They have
no.
Aspen Dental in the South. God, they have everything.
What the fuck is Aspen Dental?
It's like a chain of dentists.
Why is there a chain of dentists?
Because American healthcare is a fucking horror show. It's like a chain restaurant, but it's dentists. I don't even know.
Terrified of the dentist, and that's so so
Where
upsetting
are
for
we?
me.
I'm watching a show called Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha about a woman who Stardew Valleys to like small town coastal Korea and becomes a small town dentist, and it's so funny to me.
I
But
would weep.
she's like, because she's like, oh, my business is failing. I'm like, yeah, you moved to a small town. Like, how many people in
There's
this
only
small
so
town?
many teeth
Yeah, like you think they're gonna come in every day for a cleaning?
for every single tooth.
How often do you go to the dentist? Like,
Like every 6 months for a cleaning, and then I cry the entire time.
Paulding. Okay, let's Jimmy Lee Smith. Well, that's a specific
That
name.
could be anyone.
That could well that there's only got there's there can only be so many
There is
Jimmy
a
Lee Smiths in
Walmart
the
and a
world.
McDonald's.
This could be anywhere. Come on, give us something specific. Give us like a highway
I'm
number.
gonna move us on from the boys.
Okay. Checkers is also the South, so I feel oh wait, hold on. Did we see a state flag?
I'll be honest, women. Well, Mia Kalin from the US, who I'm very excited about, is giving us an experience free skate, and I simply will ask, have we not experienced enough?
Have we not experienced enough?
I am so tired of experiencing. I'm so used to giving and whatever the fuck that meme is.
Let's, in the words of Kate Bush, let's exchange the experience. Parentheses for a different song.
Every single person who skates to experience has to instead skate to Kate Bush.
No one's skating to Kate Bush. I was gonna say anymore, but like ever. Why is no one skating to Kate Bush?
Fucking Wuthering Heights free skate.
Give me some cloud busting. Give me some Hounds of Love. Like, I would love to hear you get mad on the podcast about somebody's getting a weird offensive babushka. Like, let's go.
I honestly, it is so hard for that to not be extreme camp. I think I would be extremely on board. It would be so hard for me to be upset about it. The one thing that's interesting in the women's department is Rika, who, first of all, I'm so excited to see her back. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Titanic.
Peachtree. Lily
Titanic
Peachtree, which feels Georgian to
Peachtree.
me.
It does because it's peaches. Titanic Peachtree is my lo-fi indie band that I'm starting.
That rules. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel that she deserves better, but also like I'll take whatever Rika scraps I can get at this point because like I
Do
miss
we
her.
think she's doing the original soundtrack for the film Titanic, or do we think she's doing Celine,
No,
just
she's doing the
Celine?
bad cover that like the juniors do.
Oh no. I just did such a terrible face. If you're watching this
Oh,
on
okay.
Patreon, I'm so sorry.
Hold on, that might have an address.
What if she's doing Titanic the musical?
Wait. That has a state name.
That reads something.
I'm gonna go back and see if I can get a better angle on it. Yeah. Did you know that these are called bow banners? Not a lot of people know that, but I used to be an event planner, so I know that.
That's amazing. I would just call them signs.
There's so many different kinds of signs, Netta. Like, I just don't think you even know. Like, that's a
No,
bow
I
banner.
don't.
And like, I don't know what that is, but there's other kinds
How fucking dare
besides
you
that.
not know? Wait, is this church-looking parking lot, which is not a church? Does it
Billboards.
have an address?
We come to you.
What the fuck is a non-climate unit?
I don't know. We should probably get more of those. Like, just sort of the way the world is going. Am I all right?
I really hope
Okay.
that people signed up for just like a stream of consciousness geography talk show because I'm having a great time.
Yeah, for real. This was basically all I had in me. So you're welcome, I guess.
Have I talked to you about my fourth birthday? It is related.
No.
Well, okay, so when I was
Even if
little,
it's not, the bar is low.
I was little, my grandpa used to work at like the local TV station for the city my parents are from. And when I was turning four, I guess Titanic was big at that time. Do we know who Glenda Mitchell is? Because she has an entire
If you're hurt, she
billboard.
can help. And I think
Well,
it's great that she's a woman and a lawyer. Wherever we are, women ha can be lawyers. And that's a big deal.
I'm not gonna make any jokes about the state of y'all's country. I would really like to be allowed back in at some point, so I'm not gonna make jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Georgia, Georgia.
Georgia!
Hiram, is that a place?
I don't know, maybe, or
It's
it's a
probably not a
person.
guy. Yeah, but why would you just put his first name?
He
$69 a month, you can lose weight in
Nice!
Georgia. Nice.
It's a
Okay,
diet of
well,
just peaches.
Peachtree and Hiram are two places that we're looking at in
I'm
Georgia
gonna be
right now.
completely honest. If someone put me on a diet of just peaches, I would be so fucking overjoyed. I love a peach.
That's like some James and the Giant Peach shit. Like, you would do great in that giant peach with them spiders.
I don't mind spiders and I fucking love a peach.
There you go.
So anyway, when I was little, I did turn four in 97. So I guess like Titanic was very big and I was obsessed with My Heart Will Go On as like toddlers or like tiny kids are want to be sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Lube Express. It said Lube Express.
Well, for 69 a month, I mean, you can't just put the word 69 on a sign and then.
And then
I'm gonna look
not.
for a highway number. I feel like we have enough information that with a highway number, we could maybe get
Yes.
somewhere.
So I'm turning four in the year of the Lord 1997,
Seven.
and I'm obsessed with the song from Titanic. I've never seen Titanic because I am 3 years old, but my grandpa is working at the local TV station. So for my birthday, he arranged for I think like several times on the hour, the local TV station would show the music video for Titanic. But in all places,
Oh,
it was like, Happy birthday, Netta, 4 years old.
that's really cute. Do we think that's Route 6 or Bus 6?
It's bus six.
Okay. Well, we'll get to a highway something at some point.
So anytime
That's
I think of
adorable.
Titanic, I think of turning four. That was
Here's
25 years ago.
what I think about when I think of Titanic. Okay, two things. One. Okay, a lot of things, but one,
Well, many things.
well, many things. One, it was the first time I ever saw a VHS, a movie long enough that needed two VHSs. Okay, two set
Wow.
A and six.
You can do this.
We can do this.
Also, there's another dentist thing. Do we think those people eat so many peaches that the sh natural sugars in the peaches are fucking up their teeth?
That would be so tragic.
I would be fucking
278
devastated.
Moctezuma and Moore. Is it a smaller highway? It's probably a smaller one. Oh yeah, it's one of these little white.
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
white one. The signs are not colored.
I keep ending up in Florida by mistake.
I'm so
Oh,
annoyed at this.
the other thing I remember is that one time I saw a commercial for it. There we go. I saw a commercial for it with a dear friend of mine who is a gay fellow, and he leaned over to me and he went, that's the first time I ever saw a boob. Like, not just then, but like that was what he associated with it was the first time I ever saw a boob.
It is one of those early signs of homosexuality, or I should say bisexuality, that I, at the age of like 4, would watch that music video, because again, I hadn't seen the film. And when it's just the two of them, like king of the world, like doing the thing, I would look at them and be like, they're both so pretty.
Wow.
So pretty. Wow. Good for them. I am 4 years old.
I am 4 years old. I am bisexual. I am
new in town. I'm new on the ocean.
I'm new in the earth. Okay.
I want to congratulate this pair, this United States pair of pair skaters, Valentina Plazas and Maximiliano Fernandez, who I will admit, I don't think I've seen them skate, but next year they're doing a West Side Story short program. And a Marvel Cinematic Universe free skates.
What, which is that the multiverse of madness that everyone's talking about? Because I truly have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
It is. I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it.
Is it a movie?
It is a movie. I don't want to see it because I don't care about Doctor Strange, but I know that my best girl, America Chavez, is in it. She's one of the Young Avengers from the Young Avengers comics, and it's really exciting that she's in the MCU now, but that's all I know about it. Point being, there is no memorable music in the Marvel Cinematic Universe except for the Avengers theme, which is one of the best pieces of like contemporary soundtrack music of all time.
How does that go?
I will not be humming on the pod, but it's very good. It's the it's like I can hear it in my head, but I can't vocalize it. It's very good. And what I will tell you is I used to run for fun when I lived in a place that had like a nice running route, and the Avengers soundtrack for the 2012 film The Avengers is amazing, because the first like 7 to 8 minutes are very mellow, and then at the 8 minute the theme kicks in, because it's like when like the title sequence ends, and it's so fucking good for running because you've just warmed up, and then it starts being epic, and it's very, very fucking good if you're working out.
I've just scanned all of Highway 278 in Georgia, and I do not see a goddamn thing that looks like Peachtree or...
Well, just pop us somewhere, or like keep going a little bit and see if there's like a different street sign, like farther west.
Yeah, this is bothering me. I want to know. I feel like we have enough information to get super close, and I don't want to just like throw it away. I mean, rural Spain was one thing.
But... What if... I know you're not into Marvel, and I've fallen off that wagon like years ago, but what if Marvel Cinematic Universe, they mean the selection of 80s music that's in the Guardians of the Galaxy films?
Oh, I would like that.
That would be fun. That would be camp.
That would be. Or like,
what if they do the thing that the people, the Germans did with DC, with Harley and the Joker, and they skate in full cosplay?
That's a lot.
Just fucking full Iron Man.
Oh my god. Well, is that a costume violation? Now we have to think about that. Is it a costume violation?
Well,
we're
also
at the 120 junction, so look for 120 and that'll triangulate us.
I think if you wear a helmet, it is a costume violation. But if you're just wearing like a spare Halloween Iron Man, I think you're fine.
They should let you wear
Hiram. There's also
a Hiram.
There is a Hiram. Just fucking put us down in Hiram. I think that's close enough.
Okay. Oh my god, we're 1 mile away. We're 1.1 miles away.
We're so fucking good at this.
Thank you, Hiram Weight Loss $69 a month for my life.
I really hope your entire weight loss thing is just eating peaches. Is it racist to the state of Georgia for me to assume they just eat peaches?
No, I think I can think of worse things you could think about them.
The only things I know about Georgia is peaches, and there is like TV studios there, and Jacob from Trophy is from there.
And our friend Marcella.
And our friend Marcella. And I will not be saying anything more about our friend Marcella on the pod because she has not consented to that.
No, she hasn't. Okay, so. So let's see where we are here. This is
just fully doxing our friend on the pod. Welcome to Patreon, where we dox our friends. Can you get me to the street signs?
This and lemon.
This is
Okay.
this should be
And
like
then let's look at some. I want to see some garbage cans.
this
I
feels
want to
like
see them.
America, because you'll have the green street signs and it's a dot com for
It's a dot
infrastructure.
com.
Yeah, so it's not British infrastructure. Could be Canada. Canada
Right.
sometimes lies to you.
Canada is that bitch. She does like to be tricky. What do we have here?
I love this climate.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because
We have found a woman, or like a person
is that
crouching.
Chinese? Do I see Chinese?
Shit. This could be like Taiwan or something, because they have.
Or it could be Chinatown in America. We don't know.
Yeah. Wait, can we read this?
Yeah, what Singapore. Okay, so we have an address on this sign, and I think that we should just like it's 22 Lemon Ave, Singapore 277821. So that's something. Let's try and find it.
Well,
Singapore's pretty big, but
I was gonna say there's probably several lemon avenues in the entirety of Singapore.
wait, where is she?
She's,
Oh, there she is. Oh my God, she's huge.
I
Yeah.
don't know why I just pointed at it. I was like, she's there, as if that's gonna
Wait,
help
no,
you.
she's not, is she? No, she's little. I was looking at a different thing. It's Singapore's tiny. We can find it. Is it near the zoo? That's one big thing sticking out to me. Okay, if we could get a city, that would be great.
Yeah, because again, lemon is nothing.
Right, let's try and find a city and then we can find
I enjoy this
lemon.
person's undercut. They have very good hair. Speaking of doxing people, let's
I
talk about this
love
random
people of Google
person.
Maps. I love like writing stories in my head about the people of Google Maps. I love it when you see like little kids running around. I think it's so cute.
Yeah, there is. If you go towards my high school on Google Maps, you can just see like this group of friends like getting closer to the school the entire time, and it's very cute. They're just like with their backpacks, like
This is
walking.
great.
This is
Oh,
beautiful. This
this
looks
is. Can we go to
warm.
Singapore? This is
Yeah,
gorgeous.
I'm
Oh,
down.
a big like highway signs type place.
Yeah, tell us. We're heading north as well, which is always nice for. Yeah, but
Yeah.
it's just.
Oops, it's just streets.
Yeah, pie.
Pi. It just says Pi. PIE. I wonder if that's the name of their rail.
Might be, because
Do we
what is
see
the
train
sign?
tracks on
Pie.
this map?
Yes. Pie
Yeah,
is above
I see it.
the Botanic Gardens. There you go.
PIE is a so we're south of
Pie,
the
pie,
Pi.
pie, pie, pie.
Okay, but it's very long. It's I think it must stand for some sort of highway. It goes across all of
Probably.
Singapore. But we're
But
south of
we're
it, which
south of it.
narrows it down quite a bit. And
This is a figure skating podcast.
all right,
If you're
let's
just
play rock
joining
and roll.
us,
Hey, we were 2.7 miles away.
that was amazing.
That was
That
oh my
was
God, I haven't used some of
amazing.
ice cream.
Can we go?
Yeah, we should
Can you
go.
zoom us right into the sign?
This.
The green one. I just want to see what language is.
That's
This is
Portuguese, Brazilian.
Portuguese.
So
Yes.
we're
Of
either in Portugal or
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, and they're
Where's the
both
sun?
big.
The sun, well, it's hard to tell where the sun is right now. It's
There, this
somewhere
is
to
gorgeous.
the,
I want to
I
say
think it's Brazil because
Brazil.
it looks to the north.
Yeah, and it something about the like very clear, like lighter, whiter architecture to the right of us looks.
Brazilian. Okay, well, let's see if we can find more specifically where in Brazil we are.
Megan, do you want to tell the people why we've been kind of missing in action from this here feed? We just got a bunch of notifications on our other feed, so I'm like, oh, should we remind
Oh,
the
we did.
people? Yeah, we got
Yeah.
retweeted by someone called Audio Drama Debut. I
Well,
guess
that's
they like,
nice.
highlight people. Tell the people.
Oh, we started a second podcast, but don't worry, we still love you just as much. You just have a little sister now. We
She's
will
insane. She's
always have time for you.
truly a crazy
Baru,
person.
Baruri, Baruari?
I
Rhode
don't know
Island?
what that is. Are you in
Yeah.
Brazil? Are you coming out as a person who's in Brazil?
I'm in the Brazil. I'm in the Rhode Island. I've been the combination.
Combination Brazil, Rhode Island.
I mean, honestly, like we have a huge Portuguese population, so there's the link.
That sounds like a place that could be like some settlers showed up and were like, this is now
Anhanguera,
Brazil.
Carapicu. Oh, Jesus, I'm not good at pronouncing Portuguese things, but that's a clue. So yeah, no, you we did start another podcast. The first episode is out, is a D&D podcast. We are told it is very good, and I also believe it is very good.
People really like it.
People do seem to really like it. I think we will. My mom liked it, even though she didn't understand it at all and can't remember
Same.
what it's called. Do you see this? Do you see any of these words on this map?
I apologize for the angle that people are about to get of my face. Can you zoom me in on the map?
Like states. Is that a state? Like Carapicu.
Cara, this is embarrassing. Brazil is so intimidating to me because it's so big. I don't know.
Huh. All right. Well, let's keep going. Oh, unless it says no.
So anyway, you can follow our new podcast. It's called Quest Laid Plans, like best laid plans, but it's a
Yeah,
quest
or
because
if you
it's
ask my mom, it's
D&D.
called Quest for Life. Which
That
sounds
sounds
like
like a
a
charity.
I was gonna say that's like a fundraiser where like you'd all sort of like walk around and like raise money for some reason.
It's like a geocaching for charity
Yeah.
situation or something.
All right.
But we made it with a lot of good folks. Our friend Nikki, who you have seen DM for us here on Patreon, wrote a bunch of the homebrew for it. So, like the custom terrible monsters that we have to fight are theirs. Our British correspondent Jamie is on the cast.
Sao Paulo.
São Paulo, this helps. Our good
That's
friend
close enough for me.
Jules did all of our transcriptions, which is, hey, good news. If you don't care to hear people ramble about things, you can just read about it. It's on the website. Go find it. Should we do like one more?
Yeah,
I've
27 miles.
lost track of time. I don't know
So
how long we've been doing this.
we just finished the little round. So do we do another round or?
Let's do another round and let's be quicker
Okay.
about it and
Yeah, let's be a little less precious about it now that we're all warmed up. Play again.
There is a different, have you played the one where you just have to guess the country? That's super fun as well. It's like a streak thing where it keeps track of like how many.
Should we do that? Where is that?
No, we
Okay.
you've already started. We're in a
We've
highway.
already
Let's,
committed. We're on a highway.
or not a highway, but like a big.
No,
See, this
that's a
sign can
highway
help
for sure.
us. Well, it's very narrow. Oh, we're like in a testosterone.
Okay, so we're in Chicago
This
because it
is.
has the Bears.
Yeah, but this is. Hey, trans people of Patreon, how do we feel about testosterone?
How do we feel about this Dr. Pepper ad that says testosterone on it? Official soft drink of the Bears. So is the implication that the Chicago Bears are all trans masculine?
Trans masculine
That's cool.
bears?
It's weird that they were all relegated to one team, but it's cool that they are all like in the MLB. Why
Transmasc
not?
bears, and they get their tea via just cans of Dr. Pepper. For the record, I am a trans person. I get to make this joke. Don't fucking
Okay.
worry about it.
Does that not sound like some kind of like stupid like Black Mirror thing made up by the right wing? Like
Oh, they said testosterone, so they mean everyone who drinks Dr. Pepper is trans now.
no, it's like our sports are being taken over by trans people. Now the Chicago Bears are all trans and they get their hormones from soda. Like
That is so profoundly upsetting to me on like a level, on a level, on a level that I
Gary.
can't talk about.
Gary is in Indiana.
Gary is in Indiana.
And
I
it's
know
near
that.
Chicago. So,
Yeah, so we're
how do you know
like,
that, Netta? Do you know that the same way I know that, which is from the motherfucking music man?
I maybe, yeah,
Gary, Indiana,
I'm a
Gary,
crazy
Indiana,
person.
Gary.
Again, I have the neurodiversity, the one.
Where is she? Where's Gary?
I, because growing up as not an American, we used to get a lot
Here
of
she is.
American
Okay.
media, just like horribly dubbed, like TV
4 miles,
shows and
miles,
stuff. That's
bitch.
amazing. So I know a lot of like, you can tell me a random town, and I usually can't tell you what state it's in just from like media. And again, because I'm an insane person, so sometimes I just
Interesting.
know places. Like you tell me Gary, and I just know. Like the rhythm of it sounds like it should be in Indiana. This is gorgeous.
We're seeing like a gorgeous shrine situation. I just want to see what language the shit's written in, but I can't. Deshinies. Okay, here, this is interesting because it looks like it says like this is a Chinese temple in a language that's very much not Chinese. It's like Norse or something, Norwegian or German.
Yeah, it's not Norwegian because there's not nearly enough like fucking insane.
What if they put us in like Euro Disney Epcot?
It's like the only Disney in Europe is Paris, and this this is not it because I've been there. This could be like this looks like a park of some sort.
It's like we're in a park that is made to look Asian, and it's full of white people.
That's deeply upsetting.
So it's a little disorienting. What is that? Is that a gift shop? Like, who is she?
This could be. Yeah, this is a gift shop. Can we talk about this garbage bin full of teddy bears?
I think we did find the plushie corner somehow.
This is the plushie corner.
We're seriously in like a weird amusement.
Megan, hold on. I need to show you this plushie I got. I'm going to take off and be off camera for a sec.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just explore this weird orientalist park.
Okay. So this is just for the people who are watching this, and this could be a Disney situation. It's not.
Carousel Palais. Like, I think.
What if this is in France?
Well, but then the other sign sounded a little German to me, like Dornahal. You know what this is? This is we're in like an Epcot, like.
Oh, the places?
Places of the world. So now we're in like some France. Sort of Europe. We're in like Europe in the park. This is so meta. I can't even talk about the layers here. This is
upsetting to me on like a profound level.
This is not what they meant when they made this game. This is not what they intended.
Okay, but like look at my new plushie.
Oh, cute. It's a ghost you can get hugs and whispers from.
It's a ghost I can get hugs and whispers from, which is about an ice sport, right?
No, he was a baseball player.
Was it baseball? I was under the impression it was hockey. But it's very good. Yeah, and it's the squishy type. It's like a comfort pillow cushion thing. She doesn't have a name yet. I am open to suggestions.
Okay, but have you...
And she's a wizard.
Volta, Mavenlore. This is like Dutch. This looks Dutch.
Yeah, this is Dutch as fuck. This is Dutch.
Where in Amsterdam do they have like a fake Disney World?
It shouldn't be in Amsterdam. I think it's like... I've never been to the Netherlands, which is weird because everyone goes all the time. My mom was just there.
It's where she got COVID. It's the Netherlands. They told them on their tour in the Netherlands that if they wore a mask, they'd get cancer, and then they all got COVID.
But did they get cancer?
Knock on wood, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Where in the Netherlands are we? What is
it? I would say like north of Amsterdam, somewhere. Is there a gift shop where they? I don't know where there is like a big amusement park.
I read as though I fucking speak anything. Like, let me just read this.
So many people I know live in the Netherlands.
Where's Nikki Tutorials?
Where is Nikki? Just at all times. Where is Nikki Tutorials?
Nikki Tutorials, take the wheel. I like this lady's shirt that just says enjoy things. Let people enjoy things.
As a huge pro let people enjoy things person, I am enjoying this tank top.
I love letting people enjoy things, but I think the people who say enjoy things are annoying. I don't enjoy them.
Yeah, but most of the time, the thing is...
Jokies Gerald. Is that the name of this park? Jokies Verrill?
I hope it is. I hope and pray.
Jokey looks like he's some sort of horrible jester.
This is where Corey Sarcelli goes to be a clown.
Oh Oh God, this is
see, oh, if you're doing Pagliacci, I'm gonna make jokes. I hate this bird.
I hate that bird. And you know what I'm thinking about that bird.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say shit.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Any sign that tells us where we are aside from Jokey's world would be helpful for me right now. Thank you. Thank y'all. I hate it when people say that.
Thank you. Thank y'all. But have you seen the guy on TikTok that like
I hate him the most. I mean, he's funny, but I don't like it when he says that. I don't know why. It's like hits my ear in a bad way. Thank y'all.
I think that's the point of the joke.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, he's not there to make friends for sure. let's just okay, windmill. So we're definitely let's just pick somewhere. This is boring.
Yeah, just like we're there you go.
Oh, okay.
Not terrible. I mean, we're in the right country.
Hey, we got the right country. I say that's sure.
This could be Braca's Market.
Meat spirits. Grocery spirits.
This is
not to be confused with meat grocery spirits, where like there would be a meet and greet with the grocery spirits.
There she is.
San Martin Route 101. This helps us. This feels American to me.
This feels very American.
What does this bus say? She'll tell us if she exists.
Also, like, oh no, she doesn't. Oh no. What about the sign? The red and blue sign.
Custom built cabinet furniture, granite countertop.
There you go. There's only one place in the world where you can possibly. Megan, this is a figure skating podcast.
I see mountains. Well, are there more figure skating announcements?
No, that's basically it as of right now.
Then it is not my fault that not enough people have told us yet. What it's May already. Come on, people.
It is May. It is insane that it's May, actually.
We need to know. We're in San Martin. Oh, is there a state flag? No. Okay, I see some mountains. That helps us.
You see Australian singer Montaigne?
Yes, she's there and life is better with her.
this is podcasting. Wrong.
Wrong. Just the wrong way. The sign Monterey. Just wrong. Let's guess Monterey because there's a Monterey road. Maybe it's in Monterey.
Where the fuck is Monterey?
It's in California.
Sure.
I forget where though. I want to say Southern California.
I have a joke for you, but it's not for the people. It's just for you. I'll tell you later.
Though, so sure. That doesn't
just
go through.
Plop it down somewhere. We're about to be in Australia. It's gonna be so funny.
Wait, 101. There we go. 101 Monterey.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, 28 miles away. That's really good.
Amazing.
Okay.
Oh God. This feels beachy. This feels like...
This is like Malta or something. Like, where are we?
Yeah, this feels... Or it could be... Oh.
Israel.
Israel. Israel. Yeah, I was going to say it feels like it could be like that, like, Middle Eastern corner of the world. Because it's the coloration. Yeah. Like, this flora and fauna is what you get.
And we're in it. We're, like, on a mountain.
Yeah.
Well, there's going like, to be mountains.
Yeah, I was going to say Israel is in general quite that.
There's not anywhere else where street signs would be in Hebrew, right?
No, I don't think so. Hey, if you zoom really far in, I can tell you exactly where I'm at. Hey, look at the Ukraine. Or Ukraine. I need to get rid of the habit of saying the B.
Yeah, what happened with that? What happened with the? We just don't do it anymore?
We don't do it anymore because we never did it in like Slavic languages, but I guess in... American or English or like wow languages, it's it basically acknowledges it as a territory instead of a country.
Oh, word. Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't like that. Let's not do that.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Just drop us anywhere.
Okay, 96
good
miles,
enough, but honestly, you know
good enough. Okay, now
let's finish this and be done because
let's finish her.
Let's finish her. There's a... All right, oh, it's .com. What about this flag? This is South America something, right?
Horno. There's a site called Horno. Does that help us?
No. Horno. I mean, it helps me.
Helps. This is a Spanish-speaking place.
Yeah, so I'm thinking South America because their flags are usually this
Valencia?
Color scheme.
Isn't that in Spain?
Valencia is in Spain. Via Celere. Let's stop being on this particular street. We could just be in Spain. It could be a regional flag or something. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, dot coms do exist everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
What's that say?
It says eco living something or other. Okay.
It's like a Sims game, isn't it? Oh, yeah, we're in this Spain.
We're in Spain. We're in España. We are closing this out back under the Spanish flag, crying.
You know what? I kind of love that because it's like our brand.
It's poetic. Everything leads it's back poetry. To being back under the Spanish flag, crying.
Oh, it's so true. I would just love to know where in the Spanish flag we are. We're in it.
Not in Spain. We're in the flag. We're in the yellow part of the flag. Oh, Ariana. We're really in the Spanish flag. Sure.
We really in the Spanish flag now.
Just me at the Spanish flag. Oh, Ariana.
We're just wrapped up in it.
This feels like we should be coastal because there is like there's palm trees.
We might be on one of the islands. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Madrid is to the southwest. So we're northeast of Madrid.
That's something.
Yeah, let's that probably enough. That probably enough. Do we see like a Valencia situation?
You can just put us in Barcelona, which is like way far. Okay. No, honestly, we would
Valencia's right there, duh. We were in Valencia. It's fine. It's fine. We did great.
Why did we feel like it should be southeast? Anyway, this has been an update.
Yeah.
From us. We hope you've enjoyed your time. I had fun. I had a great time.
I had a great time as well.
Give our shit a listen.
And thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. You keep the lights on. Honestly, yeah. No. I was going to be sarcastic, but honestly, you do so much. You don't even know. So thank you very much. And we hope you're staying safe. And
wherever in this world you are, we'll find you. No, we won't. That sounds threatening. We won't find you. We'll just think about you. Say, oh, I love them so much. They gave us money. They're the best people in the world.
And we would have loved you anyway, but we appreciate the support so much. Take care of yourselves. You're going to get a new episode in like 2 weeks because Mazo was over.
Enjoy your off season. Have fun. We'll see you soon.
Congrats on the off season. Bye.
Bye.